we started networking and chatting, and at one point one of them said, "Listen, I'm just curious, how did you get this gig?" I said, "I don't know. I called, I told them what I speak about, they paid me, and I'm here." They all looked at me like if I had three heads. "You got paid?" And I said, "Oh my God, what did I just do, right?" The question comes up often, like, how do you even start in this? And it kind of fell on my lap in a way. I was a public speaker for many years, and you said introduce myself, but you introduced me so well. I'm a business coach for public speakers, and I'm still the only one in the world that guarantees they'll make 150K their first year in public speaking, or I work with them until they do. So it's not a money back guarantee, but it's a lifetime guarantee. That means that I give people my condolences. If you ever decide to work with me, you have me for life.
Well, that's a good thing. You know, the truth is, there's a lot of people, you know, I did Toastmasters for 7 years. I used to be shy and introverted, and I have to thank Toastmasters for helping me develop the confidence to speak, you know, communication and leadership skills. Mm-hmm. And then I left Toastmasters because I felt like I got what I needed to, you know, I could speak to people, I could get clients. My communication improved vastly as a result of Toastmasters. But, you know, the truth is I never even went down a paid speaker path. And so what's the difference between a great speaker and a great speaker who gets paid? What is it that paid speakers do differently that unpaid speakers don't do?
They ask for the money. I mean, it's literally that simple.
It's so simple.
It is so simple. They ask for the money. So it's not only about, you know, about that, but I'll give you an example. And this is how I started coaching. I didn't know that speakers did not get paid. I've always been paid to speak. And I was in a conference in Arlington, Texas, in 2010, I believe. And then, so what happened there is that in the break room for speakers, these three guys came over to me. One of them said, "Aren't you Orly Amore?" I said, "Yeah, do I know you? Sorry, I don't remember." And they said, "No, we've never met before, but we've seen you on the circuit." And I said, "Oh, okay." So we started networking and chatting. And at one point, one of them said, "Listen, I'm just curious, how did you get this gig?" I said, "I don't know. I called, I told them what I speak about, they paid me, and I'm here." They all looked at me like if I had three heads. "You got paid?" And I said, "Oh my God, what did I just do?" Right. So I said, "You guys didn't? You got?" They said, "No, we got our expenses paid, but we didn't get paid." I said, "Oh no, I got paid and I got my expenses paid." And they said, "Well, we want to know how you did that." And jokingly, because I wasn't coaching at the time, and you know my personality by now, I said, "Well, if I'm going to tell you, I'm going to have to charge you." But before I could say "just kidding," they said, "Oh, okay, name your price." And I'm like, "What?" And that was my aha moment. That was my aha that speakers did not get paid. I didn't know that before then. I thought it was just normal. I thought it was a business decision, right? I mean, you don't go to Walmart and take off with a pair of pants. You pay for it before you leave, right? So, well, for those who don't want to pay for it, but yeah. Well,
no, you know, I come from the Toastmasters world where nobody's getting paid, you know. I did have a blessing that one of my past clients is a guy named Les Brown, who's one of the top paid speakers in the world. And he hired me. I coached him and coached his family and lived with him for 4 months. And so I got an insight to his world. I remember somebody came to him at a party and said, "You know, you've helped me so much. It's like, let me give you $10. Just, and Les is like pushing the money away. It's like, "No, you're messing with my big money mojo." So, you know, let me ask you this. I mean, you guarantee that people make 150K a year as a speaker. You guarantee that. And you'll keep working with people until they get that. How did you come up with that number?
Oh, that is so cool. I'm so glad you asked that question. Because in 2010, again, just before my trip to Arlington, my friends who are speakers were around my pool. And we were having a barbecue. And they're all speakers. And I was hearing them complain about not making money, like some of them were not making money, and they were complaining that nobody's paying. And I was in the water in my pool, and I said, guys, what are you talking about? Minimum wage in public speaking is 150K a year. And they all said, "What?
Minimum wage.
Minimum wage." And they said, what? Are you crazy, Orly? Some of us make 50, some of us 60, 80, 100, that's pushing it, 150. You're out of your mind, Orly. And I said, okay, you do you, I'll do me. And my head was like, well, thank God I didn't tell them I tripled that. You know, like it was really that bad. I mean, good in my head, in my world, right? So I left it alone. And after, you know, after I decided to coach, I called my friends, the ones who were at the pool. And I said, hey guys, I'm thinking about coaching speakers on the business of public speaking and guaranteeing they'll make 150K. What do you think? And they're like, oh my God, you should totally do this. We'll hire you. I'm like, what? Who are you? And what have you done with my friends? But here's what I'm going to ask you. You know, like what? You're going to hire me? And here's the thing. If I can guarantee you a job at McDonald's, can I guarantee you'll make minimum wage? The answer is yes. It's the law. They have to pay you minimum. If they pay you more, good for you. It's gravy, right? But can I guarantee minimum wage? Absolutely. And I'm guaranteeing minimum wage in public speaking. So it's not hard.
Sure. What you're saying is if you make, what, $5,000 or $6,000 a speaking engagement and you do 30. Two of those a month, that puts you right. That puts you really close.
Very close
to those kinds 30. Of numbers.
Yeah. Or you do 3 a month, 10 months, and you don't work 2 months. Or your first 2 months in working my system, it's going to be a little slow to start. But once you gain momentum and you gain it for 10 months and you only get 3 gigs a month at $5,000, guess what? That's 150K.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about your system, because I think, you know, you're not just pulling the rabbit out of a hat. This is not a random thing. You actually have a system.
Yeah.
And I know that you have 3 parts to your system, and it has to do with packaging. It has to, packaging, and then it has to do with promotion, and it has to do with persuasion. So talk a little bit, let's talk about the first one of those, is how do you package yourself up? What are your 3 pieces? Let's start with the first piece.
Well, you know, I always tell people I have a superpower. I have 2 superpowers. My first superpower is to position them in the industry. How many leadership speakers do you know? How many motivational speakers? Everybody calls themselves the same thing. Well, how enticing is that for an event planner to even look at you? And now there's...
You commoditize yourself.
Yeah, you gotta definitely stand out. And that's my superpower, is how to make you stand out in front of all your competitors. Everybody that speaks about the same topic, it's okay. I can take 10 people that speak on leadership and still make them unique to event planners. The second part is to come up with 3 talk titles that are intriguing, sexy, marketable. I like to say kick ass good. And just the titles are, because those are the hooks that get you paid or gets you interest with an event planner. So that's the first 2 things that I do.
Yeah, it's not just being a speaker. It's about what are you going to speak about? And when it hooks, and it gets into people's, you know, when the hooks get into the bones, it's like, oh, my crowd needs to hear that. And when the crowd hears it, it's like, oh, can't wait to show up for that, because you've hooked them with those speech titles. Go ahead.
Exactly. Continue. And then you got to know how much to charge, when to charge, how to scale. This is a scalable business, as well as how to talk to event planners, what to say first, second, third. What do you say when they tell you they have no money? It's not true. They don't want to pay you. That's a harder pill to swallow. but yeah, it's how you talk to them, what you say, how you say it. Your mindset has to be right.
Let's talk a little bit about that. So, you know, the first part is how the heck are you packaged up and positioned? The second part is there are meeting planners out there. There are event planners, and they have budgets. And number one is, how the heck do you find these people, and what the heck is going to make them pull out that credit card to pay you? Right. Tell us a little bit about who are these event planners, and how do you get to them, and how do you know them? And
let's start with the last one that you said. What are they looking for? They're looking for you. There's nothing looking for. They're not looking for anything. So let's start with, they did a survey on the most stressful jobs in America, Canada and the United States. Number one was a military jet fighter plane pilot. Number 2 was air traffic controller. Number 5 was event planner coordinator. So And maybe the next one is business coach. I don't know. You're the one that knows how stressful that is.
I'm too blessed. I'm not stressed. I'm having fun. I'm serving people.
Stressed.
But I've done that by design, honestly. But, yeah. Okay, so these event planners, they got to do an event.
Exactly. There's 64,000 events a day in America alone, Canada and the United States, that pay speakers. 64,000. None of you, all of us, put together in one room for one day, still will never be able to reach out to 64,000. So there is a way to find them. I mean, Google is your best friend, but there is a way to find them, to contact them, to what to say first, second, third, before you get to even talk to them. There is a procedure. And that process and what I've created is the for sure. Oh, you know, when they tell you, oh, you're going to get a better open rate if you do this, right? In your email blasts. Well, we don't do that, but we do have a system that gets them to respond. The responses are more important than open rate. A lot of people go, oh, well, I have a 34% open rate. Yeah, so do I. Big deal.